Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the Light the Fight podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Okay. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Light the Fight, and I have my good friend Jason Hewlett with me. Jason, thanks for joining me again on the podcast.
Thanks for having me, brother.
Well, Jason, we got some more correspondent questions, just like Jay Leno. Remember, he'd have people go out into the streets and ask people questions, and then they'd make, you know, cool little skits out of it, whatever. This is like that, but it's not funny, little quirky stuff. This is real serious stuff. So, Jason, thanks for going out the streets, talking to real parents. And I'm sure you found, Jason, when you're talking to parents, it's not hard to get these questions out of them. It just comes up natural in conversations, right?
Yeah, I mean, when I tell them that I'm talking to you, then they're like, oh, well, ask him this, because then they're like,
how much for the free therapy?
Yeah, that's right. So you ready for the first one that I got?
Let's do it.
This actually came from a couple, like a group of parents that I was talking to. It says, okay, what is your opinion of kids having an Xbox, PlayStation, or a TV with Netflix and other apps in their room, in their bedroom?
Yeah. I mean, this one's actually pretty easy. Ideally, you want none of those in the bedroom. Realistically, these parents sounds like they've a few of them have caved on all of them, or at least a few. Would you agree, Jason?
Yeah, totally. I think once you get one, you're getting them all probably.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be different for every kid. Some kids are going to really push you and like, can I get this? Can I get that? Can I get that? And they're going to really be kind of hounding you a lot about that. And a lot of parents admit to me that they just get beaten into submission. Like, fine. Okay, whatever. Not because they wanted to do it. Not because it was the plan. Ideally, you want to be able to stagger them. And if you are going to have your kid have anything in their room, it's got to be they've earned it through certain types of behaviors. So, for example, in a job, some people want to work from home, right? Yeah. In fact, a lot of people would like to just roll out of bed, put on half an outfit, get in front of a Zoom call, and, you know, keep their flip-flops on or the dogs at their feet. You know, they got their favorite drink to the side, don't have to drive anywhere. And so do you think most companies, Jason, would just let any random employee work from home?
No, I mean, it's actually driving a lot of companies crazy that people are still doing it after the pandemic and wanting to come back. But you have to earn that, no question.
You have to earn that. Now, obviously, some companies are set up for that, but most companies, you got to earn that. It's a seniority thing, or it's been just a performance-based thing. And right, in order to perform, you need like a good runway to show that you can actually perform. And then you're going to have to meet certain standards. Most parents, they want to tell their kids, hey, I'll let you have those things in your, or I don't ever want you to have those things in your room. And then that becomes a stalemate, like, you know, like a gunslinging fight, the OK Corral, like, woo, you know, the kid's like, well, you know, well, why not? And then they start to debate with you. So my suggestion is give them the opportunity to earn it. Tell you what. Now, by the way, this is for parents that don't have this, that your kids are younger and they want things in the room. So I tell you what, if you accomplish certain basic things, now this is going back to the job description. If you're going to let someone work from home, you can't tell them, okay, you're going to go work from home for a month and then we'll see how that works. And if you bomb and fail and you cost our company a lot of money, then we're going to bring you back. Usually it doesn't work like that. Usually works like, okay, if you're on time to work, if you do X, Y, and Z and all these different types of things, then you pass these certain types of kind of like these gatekeeping type things that allows you to move up into a different position or just more responsibility. That's why companies don't give people insurance until after 90 days. Most people are going to quit the job after 90 days. If you've been around for 90 days, then you've got some, you know, you got some skin in the game. You know, you really want to be there. So parents should take the same approach. And I'm not saying exactly 90 days, but it's got to be a set amount of time. That if they do, it could be like chores, it could be having their missing assignments at the end of each week at a certain level. for those people who've listened to the podcast for a long time, I talk a lot about my parenting partnership. Go back to episodes and listen to that. So I don't want to get into all that right now. But the parenting partnership really focuses on, you got to give your kids three things every single week and then create a paper trail. If they're doing those three things every single week, during school time, it may be more school related. During the summertime, maybe more like chores, coming home on time, turning their phone on time. If they're able to do those types of things, then you will allow them to have one thing in the room, but it's got to have a start and stop time. So for example, a lot of smart TVs, you know, a lot of apps, you can actually control the functions on those apps. You can say, okay, well, you can have it, you know, all the way up until this time at night. Or maybe you could have it on certain days of the week. Always give them the chance to earn it. Now, some kids, when they're asking for those things, they don't want to do the heavy lifting to get them. So they'll find themselves, if they just see that they have an opportunity to earn it, and then they'll go, okay, well, I guess that's better than you shut me down. But in the course of the weeks leading up to them having to earn it, they're going to falter. Just like someone who starts a company, starts a job. I really want this job. I really want to work from home. I really want benefits. And then after 3 or 4 weeks, you don't see them again. They don't even tell you. They maybe send you an email. Oh, I've had the flu for 3.5 weeks and I'm sorry, I can't come back to work anymore because I had the flu one time. Right? A lot of companies hear some weird excuses. Well, a lot of parents hear some very bad excuses from the kids. The good thing about this is you always want to err on the side of the relationship. I've talked about this in tons of podcasts before. If you give the relationship the freedom to still be a good relationship with your kid, then that means you're going to give them opportunities to achieve certain benchmarks to earn the freedoms. You're not just going to shut it down and you're just not going to give it to them. So that's my statement on the kids who are wanting to get it. Let them have a chance to earn it. And it's got to be within reason. It's got to be like, right, if you do X, Y, or Z for, you know, a month, 3 weeks, whatever it is, we'll try it for a week. At the end of that week, if you overuse it, if it's a hard time, well, then, or if you're giving me a hard time about it and you're abusing this privilege, well, then we're going to go and take it back. It's always easy to give. It's always easy to take something back if they had to earn it, because now their brain says it wasn't just given to me. It's not a right of mine. And also too, they know that it's still predicated upon their continuous progress. So when I say it's performance based, they got to have a certain amount of performance to get it. Then they got to have a certain amount of performance weekly to maintain it. What are your thoughts on that, Jason?
Yeah, that's cool, man. I mean, that's a great way about it. I'm just thinking about what parents face right now compared to what, you know, our parents face with us. I mean, this wasn't really an option, if I recall. I don't know if I had the option of having Nintendo or other things in my room. I do know this, David. Most people are surprised to find out my parents took TV entirely away out of our house for my youth. And I mean, we had a TV,
the good old days,
but
huh?
It was turned off, man. I mean, I had to watch TV at my friend's house if I wanted to watch it. They did have VCR and VHS tapes that I could watch a movie that they had pre-approved. So it's interesting the challenges now that we face with this. And I love your approach with, you know, helping them meet certain benchmarks, earning it. And yeah, I'm just curious, you know, when it comes to allowing that to happen, if they do it well, is it okay to continue to add to that? Or is it like, okay, we're going to stop at just having a PlayStation. You're not going to have Netflix and Amazon Prime and Disney app and all these other things on your TV.
Well, I should say one caveat. If they're not in the teenage years, I wouldn't consider any of these being in the room.
All right.
Brain hasn't even come close to develop enough. By the way, ideally, they shouldn't have anything in the room ever. But if you want to err on the side of the relationship and you got a really demanding kid, give them enough to see if they really want it bad enough. Because Jason, would you say as a parent, like if your kid's willing to put in the work and earn, like really work for something, you might be willing to buy them or get them something that you wouldn't really wish for them or want for them. But if they show real like hard work and good old fashioned, like, you know, stick-to-itness, and then you're probably going to consider, you know, kind of giving them some things that maybe you don't think are good for them, but it's kind of more of like a life lesson, like helping them with independent living skills as they get older, because you never want to shut down your kids from working hard for something. Now, there's certain things that are, you know, obviously not in, you know, in the realm of you're going to give it to them. Like, you're not just going to let your kid have free reign. Like, oh yeah, you can look at pornography, you can do drugs, you know, as long as you do your homework. Like, As long as you're not tardy at school, you know, you can do all those things, right? That's not in the realm of what I'm referring to. So that's an important thing to make sure that they're teenagers. Second off, relationship. Some parents have a hard time being cool. Some parents feel like they need to be the authoritarian. And my experience is not going to get you too far. And then on the other extreme, some parents, they try to be their kid's friend. They try to really be too cool.
Let them have everything.
Let them have everything. Well, those parents are like some of the people you're probably talking to. Those problems, they have a hard time reeling it back. So now let's give an example. What do you think I'm going to say to this? Parents that have already given their kids, I'm going to give you two options, Jason. Parents that have already given their kids all the freedom in the world because they were tired. They were just didn't want to fight about it. And then now they're like, that's it. I got to stand my ground. Do you think those parents should just walk in, take everything out, and just like draw a line in the sand and say, that's it, you can't have any of those things anymore? Or should those parents go back, admit to their kids that it was their fault? It's not the kid's fault that they've learned that they can't just let them have those things, but they're going to give them the chance to earn it.
I'll admit to you that before I started listening to you and knew you, I was that first parent. I was going in and grabbing all the stuff that I made the mistake of letting them have and being like, you don't get this now, you're in big trouble, as if it was their fault. So yeah, I see the idea here that yes, parent walks in, says, hey, we made a judgment error here. Let's set some new parameters around this.
Yeah, a long time ago, one of my favorite podcasts I did, and I say one of my favorite podcasts I've ever done on Light the Fight, it was called The Less You Blow Up, The More You Follow Up.
Yeah,
nice. When we're angry and we're upset and we've had a stress day, we're going to say some things and we're going to react in such an intense, like Gestapo sort of a way, like, this is it, all your freedoms are taken away. And we're going to come out there pulling stuff out of the wall. The problem is when you're highly emotional like that, you're either going to A, feel bad later on, and so that's not going to help you follow up with it, or B, you're going to just be so tired after such a big blow up that you are angry. That's why you did it. You didn't have a plan to maintain it. How many people have you had conversations with, Jason, that said, hey, I see you do that public speaking thing and you're like keynote speaker, like, you know, people have told me I could be a good speaker, so I'm going to do what you do. So what do I do?
Yep. And I get to sit and meet with them, tell them everything I can, and they do nothing.
And then they do nothing. Right. Right. So that's the same type of thing. That is, what do you think happens with a person like that? Do you think that they planned it out, that they put money aside to dedicate, to develop the skill set, build the relationships, and they understand like, okay, this is the, I'm going to give myself a year just to like, just like a comedian, give myself the year just to bomb and do free events, whatever I can get my hands on? Or they're like, Jason, tell me, how do I make a lot of money doing this right away? It's an emotional.
It's emotional. Yeah. And I can see how it sort of damages a relationship that I have with those people. And I can see how that would happen with the parent and the child, right? In that moment.
Yeah, you're right. You hit it right in that it discredits you as a parent. If you come guns blazing, discredits you as a parent. So for you parents, same approach that I said with the first scenario. If your kids have never had those things inside the room, except in this second version of it, if they've already had it, you got to go in the, hey, judgment error, we totally screwed up. Well, that's not fair. You're taking it back. You know, well, all my friends have. No, I get it. It's my bad. It's my fault. But the good news is you get to earn it back. And then you instill the same type of approach.
I think that's great. I mean, that's really, I mean, I hope those people will listen to this. I'll certainly share it with them. But I think that they're in the mix of saying, what do I do? Do I come in and just rip it out of the wall? And you just can't do that. I mean, obviously those videos go viral and, you know, the dad smashing the TV on the ground and throwing an axe through the PlayStation. It's just not a good situation.
That's true. They do go viral. So if you're trying to be famous on YouTube or on TikTok, I don't know if that's the route you want to take, but I agree completely. So what I've decided to do from now on, I've been doing the same thing on OG Therapy episodes, is we're getting so many questions. We have so many questions. In the past, Light the Fight, we do long hour episodes and we'd really go deep into a question. I don't think, but the plan is from now on to try to get to more questions and to try to get to the sweet spot pretty quick. So we're done with this question. In the next episode, we got some more questions. We're going to do another. In fact, we're going to record another episode right now. So I just want to thank all of our listeners for listening to us throughout the years, and also be prepared for some changes happening in May. We're going to be rebranding the podcast. There'll be more about that. I'll do an actual little episode, because I know some people, they kind of jump in and out of the podcast based upon when they're upset or having frustrating situations with their kids. So they may not be weekly listeners. So I don't want anybody to be spooked and think, wait, what happened? Is David not doing the podcast anymore? I'm doing the podcast. We're just rebranding everything. And I'll tell you guys more about that in the near future. But for now, follow us on Instagram, follow us on YouTube, check out of our reels. We're pumping out reels on YouTube and Instagram like nobody's business. Check out Jason at Jason Hewlett. It's at Jason Hewlett, right?
Yeah, that's it.
At Jason Hewlett. And until next time, thank you for helping us to light the fight.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.